Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nuhu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah to Jesus. 2 Timothy. We are not through yet. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. This one you will not bring us to, you will hear well done. You understand? 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. Put your name. Say, I'm not turning back. I, Akonola Miabidemi. As for me, my wife, Olajumoke, my children, Davida, Davina, Davinia, we are sold out. No turning back. Hallelujah. We will hear what?
Well done.
2 Timothy verse 4 verse 7. Let's take it together. One to go. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have come. And now we hear what?
Well done.
Yeah. Jump, 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 jump.
We will burn the world.
Yes.
Spend the billion.
We will spend the billion.
We will spend for Jesus.
We will spend for Jesus.
Till we shift the culture.
We will shift the culture.
We will heal the sea.
We will heal the sea.
We will rest the dead.
We will rest the dead.
Transform the nation.
Transform the nation.
Till we have well done. Till we have well done. Till we have well done. Till we have well done.
Till we have well done.
Till we have well done.
Last one. The song says you will hear. Now this part, this final part, you will tell yourself, I will hear well done. If the trumpet shout today, I'm not staying back. If there's a trumpet of rapture, I will hear well done. You're going to take that song, you're prophesying, I will hear well done. I will hear well done. I'm not staying behind. My wife, Olajumoke.
I will burn the world.
I'll burn the wall.
I will spend the
peace. I'll spend the peace.
I will spend for Jesus.
I'll spend for Jesus.
Till I shift the culture.
I shift the culture.
I will heal the sea.
I will heal the sea.
I will rest the dead.
I will rest the dead.
Transform the nation.
Transform the nation.
Till I hear well done.
Till I hear well done.
Hey, till I hear well done.
Till I hear well done.
Till I hear well done.
I will hear well done. Somebody lift those voices and give God a sound of praise. Hallelujah. What an awesome service. Hallelujah. Tell three people, I will hear well done. Tell them, I will shift the culture. I will spend the billions. I will heal the sick. I will raise the dead. I will hear well done. I will hear well done. Hallelujah. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. What a wonderful moment in your presence. Be thou glorified, be thou celebrated forevermore. Can you just put those hands together and let's celebrate the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Even my phone, don't vex, is not moving forward. I want to welcome everybody on site and everybody online. We'd like to tell you we love you. Can you just celebrate the people online? Let's make them feel. Hallelujah. Prayer challenge is 5:30. Just like Pastor said, every month, the first 21 days of the month, we'll be having prayer challenge, just 1 hour, 5:30 to 6:30. So please make sure you join the prayers. Every one of us that have been joining, we have testimonies. Relationship Summit. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's on Saturday and Sunday, this coming Saturday. Let's paint this place red. The colors of the days are what? White and red, right? Let's just flood this place. Saturday and then Sunday, we'll be back here for the services. The theme is I do. What did I do? I do. What did I do? And sincerely, we may laugh. I've seen people at the exchange vow, just before they reached home for honeymoon, they began to ask themselves, what did I do? I'm serious. Just before they reached home. In fact, the guy said he tore his wedding certificate. As in that before. I do. What did I do? Hallelujah. I want to, just as we're standing, we're just going to stand for the next few minutes. Let's put our hands together and celebrate our pastor, Reverend Dr. Edwin Bible, and his lovely wife, Pastor Sonia Bible. Pastor, we love you. It's an honor, it's a privilege to serve under him. He's presently doing the work of ministry in the city of Abuja. Pastor, we love you, but I know Mama is watching. Can you put your hands together and let me celebrate Mama? Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Okay, we're going to go to the reading for the day. Matthew chapter 26, 36 to 46, and then John 21, 15 to 7, then 17, we can have a seat. According to the custom of the house, we stand for the reading of the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when we read God's word, the minimum reverence we're meant to give is to stand up and just revere the word. The word is a person. The Bible said in verse 14 of that John 1, and the word became flesh and stepped into the neighborhood. That's the word. The word is a person. When we read it in church, it's not like your textbook. It's not like your physics textbook, your chemistry textbook. No, this is life. Jesus said, the word that I speak, their spirit and their life. So when you stand up, that reference send something, a signal to heaven. Matthew 26, verse 36 to 46. Can we take together one to go? Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. And he said unto the disciple, sit ye here while I go and... Next verse. Okay. He said to him again the second... No. Matthew has not finished. It's 36 to 46. I think the man behind there is in a hurry. All right, verse 37, let's take it. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and... Go ahead, verse 38. Then said he unto them, what did he say? My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and do what? Watch with me. 38. Then said... Father. Fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass over me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but what? Go ahead. 40. And he cometh unto the disciples and find them what? Asleep. And said unto Peter, what could they not have watched with me 1 hour? Somebody say 1 hour. 1 hour. Online prayers is 1 hour. Somebody say 1 hour. 1 hour. Verse 41. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now let's take the last verse. I know, we continue to 46. Let's take this one. He went away again. Somebody say again. The second time. And prayed, saying, oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it. Somebody say drink it. Thy will be done. 43. Go ahead. We're going to 46. Go ahead, 43. And he came and found them what? Asleep again. Their eyes were heavy. 44. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same word. 45. Then come back to his disciple and sent to them, sleep on now. Tell your neighbor, sleep on now. And take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of the sinner. The last verse, 46. Rise. Behold, is at hand. Okay, three more verses. John 21, before you have your seat. Three more verses. The season of love. And so we're going to extract some principles of love out of this scripture, out of what Jesus did. The Bible said Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Let's quickly do this, 15 to 17. One, two, go. So when he had died. Jesus said unto Simon Peter that was sleeping, kept sleeping. Jesus still came after resurrection. Locate Simon Peter, son of Jonah. Loveth thou me more than this? He said unto him, yea, Lord, you know that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lamb. 16. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Then he said unto him, feed my sheep. Then the third time, he said unto him, the third time, somebody said the third time. I'm beginning to suspect that for every 1 hour is, you know, Jesus came back and met them sleeping. He asked Simon three times, said the three times you left me praying alone. I'm going to ask you a question. So let's see what John now said. Want to go? He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Father, we thank you for the reading of the word. Just by reading of the word, somebody is blessed because your word is filled with power. Lord, within the brevity of time we have, speak to us expressly so that we'll live loaded knowing you have touched us. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. And what is the title of today's message? I didn't have a title on this morning. The intelligence you can't do without. The intelligence you can't deal without. Pastor Obioma did a wonderful presentation on service in the fourth service. Can we put your hands together for him? Pastor OK also took it further, talking about love in the second service. Can you put your hands together? In fact, let's celebrate all the pastors standing in the gap, whether pastor is around or not. Please let me celebrate all the pastorates. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The intelligence you can't do without. Oh, Jesus. You know what I just remembered right now? I remember I didn't send my slide to media. While we were busy jumping, I've decided I was supposed to have said the slide, but because I was too decided to follow Jesus, and I was too excited about the song, right now, people of God, just be praying for my phone, because my phone right now is acting like it has decided to act on his own behalf. Jesus is Lord. Now, we're going to deal, this is a season of love. This is a season of love where a lot of things do happen. We're going to talk briefly and take some wisdom from what Jesus did. My phone is still misbehaving. It's vexing. The way I was jumping and I was singing, as but nothing happened. We're going to do this. We're going to preach this message. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, let me do this. It's trying to hang. Rising, right? George, just give me 1 minute. Okay, what do I send to here? If I send to my wife, she's not in the church. Sorry, it's just hanging, it's not going. You know this, there's a way you want to pick, somebody's name in WhatsApp and just send to the person. My phone is not allowing me. It vexes. Hallelujah to Jesus. But we won't agree. Let me see the person that, who sent something to me recently. Okay, let me send to Uche. Let me send to, where is Uche? Okay, let me tell her I've sent to her so that she can send to media, because my phone is reacting to my decision to follow Jesus, but there's nothing he can do. Hallelujah. Just tell Uche to send it to me there. Please let me locate Uche. Tell her to send it to Rising. All right. Now, this is a story. This is a story I love so much. The story of, Jesus preparing for his burial. Don't forget, this year is the year of God's extravagant love. And I've titled this, The Intelligence You Can't Do Without. Now, yesterday I just went through one of my friends. I love his quotations. You ask, who is this, my friend? Robert Mugabe quotation on relationships. And let me say the first one. Ah, no. Pastor Emeka, I need to send this stuff. You're going to forgive me. I don't give in. I will send this stuff.
Let me look for Uche. Okay, no, he's trying to locate. He's trying to locate her. That's the main thing. All right, just locate Uche. I pray our phone is working well. Uche will do that. Okay, so let me go through some of the quotation from Robert Mugabe based on relationship. Quote number one. He said, being dumped by a dark-skinned girl is the worst thing ever. Because anytime you get home and see charcoal, you become emotional. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let me get Uche. We must send this thing to media. We have decided we are not going back. We will see this thing on the screen in Jesus' name. Listen to his second quote. This is so intriguing. Because when the season of love, all kind of things take place. He said, if you are in love with more than one person, then what's inside of you is no longer a heart. It's a memory card. If there's any single person near you, ask them, Alpha. Hope your heart is still in place. Hallelujah. If you're in love with more than one person, then what's inside of you is no longer a heart, is a memory card. Now, I love this particular one. He said, a man who controls his stomach, his private parts, and his tongue has solved 99% of his problem. Look at a man beside you, just greet and say, good morning, sir. Don't say more than that so that you don't hurt her. A man who controls his stomach, his private part, and his tongue has solved 99% of his problem. Robert Mugabe. But I love this one. It's not Robert. This one is not Robert Mugabe. It's one of the teachers that taught me a long time ago, inspired me a lot in my Christian walk. He said, he that says sorry when he is wrong is matured. How many people agree to that? He that says sorry when he is wrong is what? Mature. Now look at the second part. He that says sorry when he is right is married. He's married. Let me repeat. Somebody say repeat. Where is Uche? Has he sent it? Please help me locate Uche. We are not going. We have decided we must see this thing. He that says sorry when he is wrong, is matured. Right? Now, he that says sorry when he's right, is married. That's a wisdom for a married man. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Uche, have you sent it to them? You sent to them. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. I'm going to pinpoint two things, two critical things. They are just two key things that my message will zero on. If you have read Robert Kiyosaki that wrote Rich Dad Poor Dad, he emphasized financial intelligence. If you have read Daniel Goleman, he emphasized a lot about emotional intelligence, social intelligence, and all that. If you read Stephen Covey, he emphasized personal and spiritual growth in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. If you had read Yuki Kojida, he talked a lot about IQ, EQ, AQ, and SQ. Now, when you put that together, you realize in life, you always need seven intelligences. How many intelligences? I say this over and over. I preach to my number one, spiritual intelligence. You need it. Listen, don't let only wood bamboozle you and take Jesus out of your mouth. You get to a place, you carry your Jesus with swag. The other day, the place, Adetokunbo Ademola, a guy came to me and all that. I prayed for him there. I prayed for him, laid hands upon him. When they do their occultic things all over, they do it with swag. They do it to your face. There's nothing sorcery and all that. Me too, I will carry my Jesus with swag. Can't tell him. So you need spiritual intelligence. All these elites. Check all Epstein's file that is coming out. All those things coming out. Very embarrassing stuff. Very. Cultic rituals. So carry your Jesus with swag. Tell somebody, carry your Jesus with swag. So you need spiritual intel. You need financial intel. You need academic intel. That's what the school does. The school does that. If you send your students to school and relax, listen, they are missing out. That's one out of seven. Because 99% of the time they focus on the academics. They don't focus so much on the spiritual. If they focus just 1%, they just share it. You know, just for them to have a good IQ. Social intel, those are things at home. Father, mother, you need to teach them social intel. They need to read. They need to listen to podcasts. Emotional intel, adversity intel, and tech intel. This generation, you need tech intel. Media, do you have the slide now? Okay, you have it. But I want to zero in on emotional intel from the story of Jesus, because I'm going to x-ray it as it has to do with relationship. Whether you are about to enter into a relationship where in a relationship it has not turned to marriage, or you are in a marriage, or you are divorced, or you're a widow, a widower, whatever it is, this is key in life, not only for marriage generally. In every aspect that pastor has said, preached, and at the beginning of the year, emotional intelligence is key. I wish the slide was available so that we can see these things. Because before I go to five things, somebody say five. Five things from that story. I just want to extract five things and connect it. What those five things, you can connect it to your team, to your office, to your company, to your workers. But I want to zero it on marriage. Those five things. Somebody say five. But before I enter it, I just want to define emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand, use, and manage your own emotions. Media, can we have it? As well, so that's part one, as well as recognize, understand, and influence the emotions of others. So when you talk about emotional intelligence, there are two parts to it. The first part is yourself. Yourself first before the others. But what we do in relationship, what we do in marriage, we know everything that the other person is meant to do. What we are meant to do, we don't. And that's why sorry is very challenging for people. Because under self, you know, he said, you should be able to, you know, there are four components. In fact, it's divided into two, yourself and others. And yourself, there are two things you need to master about yourself. And you're going to see how Jesus deployed it. So that when you learn from Jesus, you can deploy it in your relationship. You can deploy it on your team. You can deploy it anywhere. And when you make an error, it becomes easy to say sorry. Because you've learned it. Because it's a skill that is premium in this generation right now. Because what they have done in this generation is to make everybody to be focused. Self-focused. Self-worship. Me, myself, me, myself, and I. Yourself. So self-centered. So that you enter into a relationship, you are thinking of what they can do, what he must do, what she must do to me. You are not thinking of the way Jesus, the agape dimension, force you, then them. You need to have what they call self-awareness. So that when you see somebody like Pastor Okechukwu say, I know I used to have issues with anger and all that. That is self-awareness. Forced to know. And then you now know the next thing, self-management. These are the things I'm putting into place. It becomes easy when you spark once in a while. Or when you do something, you just say, oh, no, I'm working on that. It becomes, I'm sorry. I was trying to say something, but I raised my voice. So you are able to come back and say, this part that I'm working on, I made a mess. It becomes easy because you have done your own part, which is the part of being self-aware and self-managing yourself. Managing yourself before you now go to the others. Because when it now comes to relating with others, you must also have the two skills of social awareness and relationship management. For yourself, it is self-awareness. Number two, self-management. For others, you must be able to have social awareness and the relationship management. But before you talk about others, you must be able to talk about yourself. When two people enter into marriage with this mindset, you understand where you're coming from. And I believe 2 days is too small for Pastor Adam, Pastor Don to expatiate all. But I promise you, it's going to be awesome in this place. Media, do you have it? You're still waiting. All right. Still waiting for it. All right. Go up. Okay, so I don't know whether I should be defining this. Okay, let me just self. You recognize your own emotions and how they affect your thought and behavior. You know your strength and weakness and apps, and you have self-confidence. Self-management, ability to control impulsive feelings. And I'm going to show you from Jesus' life. Go ahead. Let me quickly finish this so I can go to the five things I need to talk. Now, social awareness. When you now talk about people, you've understood yourself. You know, you are self-aware of your strengths, the area of improvement, you know it. And you know the things you are deploying to manage yourself. When you enter into a relationship, it's easy to say. And the person is easy to know, oh, this is where he needs support. And then the other person too will say his own. Look at it. Social awareness. This is what you know. After you've mastered your own, you now need to master others. You have empathy. You can understand the emotional needs and concern of other people. Pick up emotional cues. Somebody say cues. Feel comfortable social. That kills. I've met people that you are talking, you have given all body language. You don't do, I want to go. They don't understand. They are following you. I told you my story, Abby. The story inside our estate. Yeah, 11 minutes, Jesus. Let us leave the story that happened inside my estate because that will take another. Some people just don't understand cues. You've given them the body, they don't pick it. You're not emotionally intelligent. Your wife is giving you some body language. You are not even saying, oh, Jesus. You're not socially aware. Then relationship management. All right, so I just laid a foundation. That's why you need to come on Saturday, on Sunday. I can't exhaust. So let me quickly go to five things in the next 11 minutes because I have 11 minutes more. Somebody say five. Look at the story of Jesus. This is quite interesting. Just five things. Somebody say five. These two, three rows, come. Look at Jesus. Jesus knew his assignment. You know, I said, I'm going to connect this one to, come, the two rows, come. I'm going to connect it to the scripture. I'm going upstage very soon. This is Jesus with his 12 disciples. Let us assume the two rows. Is to shake your, these are the two rows. Now, this, just assume they are 12, right? They are 12. Jesus took them and said, I'm about to be, where are the others? Join. You don't want to be part. You know, I just love when the preacher is doing the drama. You get to pick the best part and be Jesus. You understand what I'm talking about? Just pick the Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus was to go to pray. He knew his time had come. So he was troubled. Emotional intelligence, that's why. He was troubled that he needs to go and pray. Say, hey, God, I never knew that. I saw you. I never knew. But he did that to 12 disciples. The time for my departure. For the persecution, for the brutalization is near. I need to go and pray. Sometimes you say, Jesus, go and pray now. But follow me. Say, please, follow me. I need to go and pray, but I need to. And I said, you know what? Stay here. So you guys stay here. So Jesus was to go and pray. Go and do your prayer. Then as he was going, he now stopped. He said, you know what? Peter, James, and John, three of you, follow me. You the rest, stay here. So I said, Jesus, what are you even doing? Then he picked them and said, the hour has come, man. Then he picked them again and I said, stay here. I need to grab. So I'm wondering, Jesus, what are you doing? What is the matter? And you pick three, 12 of them, stay here. You move then, you came back, you now pick three. Listen, sometimes you are in a situation where you are disturbed. You begin to do things. Jesus was God, 100% God, 100% man. That's why he's a priest that understands what we are going through. Because he was tempted at all points. Look at him, you know, confused, overwhelmed. The reality of what he was about to carry was upon him. And he was, and he now told them again, I stay here, I need to go and pray yonder. And they are wondering what's happening. That's the number one point. I want to say, listen, in life, you need to understand who are your core and who are the outer people, your core. You need to understand your core. That's the first point. In life, you need to understand your core. Because in life, you always need emotional support. That will be the next one. But I just want to tell you your core. Listen, a disclaimer. Everything I'm going to say, if your marriage is not working, just leave it. Just understand what we're saying. Because some people have come to realize on social media everywhere, when you're speaking the truth, so when they overlay it with their own, they'll begin to cancel the truth. I can't do it for that man. That man is not what is a lie. It's not working. If you're talking, do this to a woman. I can't do it. Leave. If your whatever is not working, listen to the truth. Calm down. Somebody say, calm down. And that's why I encourage everybody in life, whoever you are talking to, you are listening to on social media, be careful. Somebody whose marriage is not working is now dispensing what foolishness in the name of wisdom. And you can't give what you don't have. You don't listen to such people. I've told people never rewrite your theology to accommodate a tragedy. Because you have failed. Listen, the principle of the scripture, the principle of marriage remains the same. Yours has failed. Just accept it. Mine failed, but I know the principle remains the same. That is emotional intelligence. One or two things I didn't get right. Probably we didn't get right. I know. You are saying I accept responsibility, but I know there is beauty in this stuff called marriage. There are some things I didn't know. There's some mistake. There's a guy in this church. I love what he said. He said something. I made mistakes. I think she to me. We just didn't understand. That is the spirit. But let's come to this. Your call, your wife must be there. I tell men, I tell women, your husband must be in the call. When the chips are down, this is where you run to. So Jesus now went to pray. Let me release you. You just imagine the three disciples are here, right? And the other nine, they are here. Please go and sit. Put your hands together for them so that you don't keep standing. Because the way Mark is looking at me is like, say. So Jesus went to pray. This is where it gets interesting. So Jesus went to pray. After praying one hour, Nikita, God, listen, there are some situations that you need to confront by yourself. They will follow you there. You just go there. He was praying. Because, you know, all the while, you know, three wise men came, people danced. This one, you know, gave him food. This one broke alabaster. But those are, he rode on a donkey. Those are fine. But when the chips are down, the real matter, he hit him like a human being. It's okay. We're having issues. Well, that's part of it. So let me digress more. Somebody called yesterday. Pastor Mecca. Okay. Did somebody call yesterday? I was saying somebody was saying, "Hey, I don't give tithe. I don't in church. The pastor will be flying jets on their whatever." I said, "Now look at this, Pastor Obi. Eh? Okay, Pastor Emeka, or Pastor Emeka and your Pastor Obi. Hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus." So, where was I? Jesus got here. And then after praying for a while on his own, he came out again, still perplexed, emotions. Who did he first go? He went to his call again. And when he got to them, he saw them. Mark, you are sleeping. Man, you understand what I'm saying? They were sleeping. And Jesus looked at them and said, you couldn't even hold on for me for 1 hour. Somebody say 1 hour. The question is, what will their praying do? This was, you have been signed for this end. You made a boast to this end. The man of God was manifest to this. To this end, you know your end. But listen, emotions. That is why when women are pregnant, they know. And the one, you know, when you marry, you know, you knew when you were married that you will never carry pregnancy. It's the woman. The woman to you, I'll marry. But when the chiefs are down, get to that point. You know you need your husband's support. Even though he won't help you push. Oh my God. Olajumoke. Yeah. First time husband, Niger Foundation. Bidemi put on the fan. Hey, put on the fan. Service was going on a Sunday. I came back. Bidemi switch off the fan. I switch off the fan. Bidemi touch it. God help my life. Oh Jesus. But why? Emotional support. Number two, you always need emotional support. That's what Jesus was saying. He went, he prayed, he came back. You guys, you can't pray for me. Let your spouse be part of your support system. Be a support system to your wife. Be some things you go through as a man. Some things, you know, sometimes women, men go through your home, they go through their home. A woman that understands this emotional intelligence can easily pick cues and speak to the husband and speak to him. I was watching a video, a reel yesterday. I think it's the man's daughter, a minister with white beard. I wish I was able to download, would have watched it. She put the lines in a rap. Oh my God, the rap was mind-blowing. In fact, I put it on continuous play from church here till I got home. This rap, the lady was speaking, I think is the man's daughter. The rap was too on point. Oh my God, the beat. I can still feel it, woman of God. I can feel it. And I was shedding tears because he was talking to the masculinity in the father. The emotional pain, going extra mile, being pulled everywhere. Your husband is taking a stand. Some people are trying to take attention, break his marriage, just sleep with him. He's taking a stand. He's blocking things he's doing. He's expanding his mind. He's receiving insults just to make sure there is money on the table. It's a pressure on an average man. He's trying to crack. He wakes up at night. He cries, but he wipes off his face before morning. Hallelujah. He wipes up so that you don't see, so that the children don't. But he's going through just like the women also go through. It takes a woman that is emotionally intelligent to read the mood of the room and to speak to the husband and say, "I'm going to pray." I watched another one. A woman in the sitting room, the husband was on the dining room. I'm going to say that of women too. So that in this kind of case, when you say this one, you say, what about it? Take it easy. Take it easy. Number one, you are the helper. Listen, women have influence. Influence. The man will always come. So the woman just stood up like he was giving a sermon. I want to thank you for everything you do. For he just said she was just doing it out, and she was saying it was recorded. The man, big fat man, broke down and started crying. Thank you. And just affirmation. Emotional intelligence, being support, the same thing for your wife, especially during pregnancy. You don't, the hand of Zerubbabel that started the matter, man of God. That's why I keep joking here. Do you labor inside or you labor? You stay true. Just that emotional supply, support system can take a lady to just do it through. And then she gets through and she's so happy. And then you're wondering, she's saying, my husband was there through. You'll be wondering, this which husband? How many months did they carry the pregnancy? No, but you see the supply. The supply. Now, this is where it gets interesting in that story. There's no time. I'm open check. I love this. Open check. No more time. This is where it gets interesting. Jesus went the second time, prayed. This is where it gets interesting. I wish you can give me that scripture again. Matthew chapter 26. Okay. I think verse 45 or thereabout. He went the second time to pray. And after praying the same prayer, in fact, the Bible said the agony. If you have watched Passion of the Christ, you will know it wasn't an easy one. After praying again 1 hour, he went back. And by the time he went back, he saw them sleeping again. Somebody say again. This is where emotional intelligence kicks in. You know, if it's some men or some women, I'm in the hospital. Yeah, you are just sleeping. You just talk immediately from your own point of view. Look at what Jesus did. That was so intriguing. He looked at them and said, oh, you're sleeping. You can't even keep. That means he would have loved them to stay 1 hour praying. He would have been a support. But look at somebody that is emotionally intelligent. He looked at them and said, oh, their eyes are heavy. And because of that, he left them. It takes emotionally intelligent person to leave yourself and to be able to understand others. That is what that social awareness talked about. Ability to be able to, she's not used to saying sorry, but she can give non-verbals to communicate. I'm sorry, just pull my... Listen, sometimes there are offenses in the house, husband and wife and all that. And instead of saying sorry, the wife does not know, the husband does not know. It happens most of the time to the men. So once you're on the bed and his leg touch your leg, take it. It is sorry. Somebody say it is sorry. It is sorry. That is sorry. Say, I accept. I know you can't say it with your mouth, but these things I've accepted is a sorry. Can I have a believing amen? Amen. Sometimes it's just emotional intelligence. Sometimes my wife does not need to see when she's doing that. I know. It's bidding me take it. I frustrated myself early in the part of the marriage. What is there? Sorry, is it not sorry? You stress yourself. You know, I love an adage in Yoruba. It said, the rooster's landed on the line. Like on the line, you put clothes on. The rooster is not stable. The line is not stable. You just mess up yourself. She must say sorry. Pride and all that. So the rooster landed. The situation becomes the rooster landed on the line. The line is not stable. Even you are not stable. Why don't you say, I've accepted. It's okay. It's okay. Can I have a believing amen? He said, the highs are dim. He takes somebody that's emotionally intelligent. And you see, these things are small, but there are things that cause a lot of stress in marriage. I don't have time. I believe one day pastor will see. You know, if you've not been following pastor's wisdom for winning, oh, Jesus. You know, just by virtue of our difference, I love what Pastor OK said in the morning. Listen, I've told my family, my church, you understand what I'm talking about? You see, we are a spirit being. We live in a body. Me, I'm a spirit. I live inside male body. That is why no matter what, I will never breastfeed. Never carry pregnancy. I live inside a male body. But we are spirits. There's no gender in the spirit. There's no gender in the spirit. You know, she's a spirit being. She lives inside a female body. So the female body, the body we live in, is for us to have relevance, to operate on earth, to hold mic, to touch things, to dance, to tell people, okay, well done. You know all the needs. But you see, because somebody lives inside a female body, it means the operations of the female body, she's going to carry it out naturally until she now has, the wisdom of how to, get improved in her temperaments, and all those things. Use the spirit now to improve in efficiency of how to express. Otherwise, men and women, we are different. And it's one of the major causes for confusion in relationship. I'm talking to my wife. Till tomorrow, even yours truly, I make mistakes. I say, oh my God, that's a woman. As you are talking, you know, men, we talk 1 point. The book is how many chapters? The book is 10 chapters. When we enter introduction, it's introduction we are talking about. Once you make mention of the book, the woman's mind has gone to chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. So as you are talking introduction, she's talking chapter 10. So you are confused in this discussion. No, Dumoke, wait a minute. So sometimes your head will be doing like this, and you say, woman, that is the way they are wired. Emotion, Jesus look at them, so, oh, their eyes, he understood, their eyes are dim. Oh my God, I've learned things. Early part of the marriage. You know, in the other room, Nigeria is already standing at attention, man of God. My wife said, did we lock the door? You know, and the fridge? Oh my God, focus. Everything is on her mind. That's a woman. All the files on her head are open. So you are wondering, why can't you just rest in the presence, in God's presence, in your presence? Forgetting though. No, as long as things are running, the children are they okay? Oh, Jesus. Yeah, now, when you are not filled with emotional intelligence, you want to focus. So I learned my lessons. When there's a build-up, shut the door, look at the children, I've covered them. Look at, wisdom is profitable. Oh my God, put your hands together and celebrate God. So when the children are there, okay, they are okay, I just check them. The food is, the light is off. The window it is closed. The guy, everything, now focus. Oh, Jesus is Lord. Ah. Oh, my God. We are totally different. And it can frustrate a man. It takes emotion to do, okay, your eyes. You just understand our difference, and many of the problem will be resolved. I don't have time to talk about our differences. If a woman is saying, leave me. Listen, just know, whenever a woman is angry, whatever she's saying is the opposite. Leave me, just come closer. Oh, yeah, babe, leave me. Leave me alone, just come closer. Men, because men, we say exactly what we mean exactly what we say. But women, no, it changes, oh, just be coming closer. Leave me alone, just be coming closer. Hey, leave me alone, don't like what you do. After a while, she will now relax in your hand. I'll be wondering, but he said, leave me. Don't leave, oh. If you leave, you've got F9. Somebody say F9. You come on Saturday, on Sunday. Pastor will be dishing it out. Where are we? Pastor Emeka, it's 1 minute more. Where are we? I've even forgotten where we are. Okay. Number 3 says, let me just read the remaining stuff and then we just end. At this point, you will know, at least you will know emotional intelligence is required. Emotional intelligence will help you interpret the shortcomings of your core appropriately. The shortcomings of your husband. When a man is beginning to, you know, sometimes, how do you know that he can't need servicing? He's already smoking. He's bringing out emotional intelligence. You see, marriage. Now, the summary of what I'm saying, there are two things. Selflessness and emotional intelligence. That's what I'm saying. Selflessness. Ability to leave yourself, prioritize one another, and look at him. The way he's booming at the children, I say, this man needs some servicing. So you know what, you know what servicing means. It's either you're servicing, him, kitchen service, bedroom service, or words, or prayer. Just, it's servicing, just normal. And then when you service your car, the car comes back, and it's normal. Ability to pick that, to know your wife, the way she's doing. Oh, when last did I buy something? When did I take out? Sometimes the routine of the house can be very demanding so that the lady is losing motivation. Sometimes just take her out 3 days. Just take her out. Don't take her out. She will reset. And then she will dazzle you and bamboozle you with love again. Hallelujah. Okay, emotional intelligence will help you interpret. Their eyes are dim. Number 4, emotional intelligence will help you focus more on the potentials of your core than the shortcomings. I put my slide, let people see. The essence of the slide is for people to understand. Hallelujah. Emotional intelligence will help you focus more on the potentials of your core than their shortcomings. We all have our shortcomings, I tell you. We all have. That's why the Bible said, through the Spirit, mortify the deeds of the flesh. The works of the flesh are manifest. even though we lie and say the works of the devil, the works of the flesh, your husband, your spouse is struggling with one addiction, whether it's phone addiction and all that. It's by love, you know. She's making efforts. He's making effort. This woman is trying. She's still only that this one. You know, when you over-focus on the shortcomings, even the intensity of your love will start dying. Because what you focus on will grow in size. Begin to thank God. She loves me. She's wonderful to the kids. The house is clean. She goes to work. She comes back. She doesn't even look at it. She just throws her clothes on the floor. And then blah, blah, blah. She's in the kitchen again. I just worship. This little one that after she's through. But okay, said in the first time, she now goes to Telemundo or the Mexican, whatever. She now begins to watch everyone. But I still thank God. I still thank God. It's faithful. She knows when to pray. You don't focus. The guy is struggling. You know, before you got married, he has struggles with lust. You know, that becomes part of his shortcoming. But you know, this guy is passionate about God. He prays, he's passionate. Only that once in a while, some things keep radar. You just know you need to come together and work against such things through prayers and all that. Number five, emotional intelligence is a key to managing the differences between the potentials and the shortcomings of your core. I want to end because come Saturday, Sunday, it's going to be awesome here. Two veterans in this matter, you know, Reverend Dr. Edwin Baebo, the host, and Reverend Don. When you hear Reverend Don, the name Don, you just need to be here Saturday, Sunday. It's going to be awesome. Two key maritime ingredients, the summary of what I'm saying, summarily. You cannot be selfish and have a prosperous relationship. Two key ingredients I just want to drop, selflessness and emotional intelligence. That is what Jesus did. Jesus did it in such a way that despite the fact that Peter denied him three times, did all that, left him, after they caught him, everybody disappeared. Jesus resurrected, still located them. That's the John in our still located them and spoke to Peter. Peter, do you love me? That is an example we need to follow. That we don't focus on the flaws, on the shortcomings. You focus on the strength. Because it's working. He came. Jesus did not only come. They are already gone. They have gone back. They couldn't sing the song that we sang earlier. They had gone back. They've gone back fishing. Left men. They've taken Jesus. Jesus came and sat down at the shore, brought wood together, set the fire and the charcoal in place. Now started frying fish barbecue for the disciples. And he now called them. Did you catch fish? They said, because they didn't know it was Jesus. We've been struggling since. Said, you know what? Throw your net to the right. And by the time they threw their net to the right, they called. Immediately they started catching. Their mind just popped. This is Jesus. The Bible said Peter was the first to jump inside the water, started swimming because they were not so far. Swimming, say, this is Jesus. He has resurrected. And that was the third time they were seeing him. And he was cooking for them. Say, sit down. They dying. After they dying, that was when Jesus was telling him. It takes emotional intelligence to do that. You don't focus on the shortcomings alone. You look at their strengths. And look at the same Peter. When power came, when the force of change came, there is one day your spouse, when you continue, one day you don't know when. That's why I love that song. We don't know how, we don't know when, but suddenly something will happen and they will lose appetite for that struggle. They will just lose it. But thank God for women that stay and men that stay. They are full of emotional intelligence. And they are selfless. Just like Jesus did. He went after them. Denied them. Betrayed them. One doubted, but still went after them. That is the kind of agape love that God is calling everybody to in this dispensation. So if I'm going to summarize it, these are the two keys. When you are selfless, you leave yourself. You are working on yourself, but you are able to zero in social awareness. Try, she's a female, she's a male. Okay, this is how male, these are the needs of male. This is how they like receiving message. This is how woman like. When you focus on that and begin to study, listen, a lot of the problem will be resolved. Let's bow down our heads for prayer. Just pray, Father, help me. This week, I promise, just make a promise. Just say, Father, I promise to make some research on my spouse. To understand how to meet his need, to meet our need, especially this week. I make a promise to make some adjustment this week. I will research, get some things to do to inspire him, to inspire her, to add value, how to support in the name of Jesus. I make a promise to take some actions this week. Make a promise. For everybody, you've gone through a process. You're a single mom, you're divorced, you're a widow, in the name of Jesus, just
Just pray for everybody wishing to remarry. Say, Father, I thank you. I will research more. Research more on this matter. I'll research more on this matter because the next will be awesome. The next will be awesome. In Jesus' name. Can we just pray together? Almighty God, we bless your name because it's a wonderful time. This is the season of love. I want to specially pray for everyone and anyone here whose marriage is going through turbulence. Father, we speak peace. We know it's just a wisdom problem somewhere. Just one wisdom, just one knot to adjust, and everything will reset. I pray for such ones, the ones that are praying right now, looking up to you, Father, give them that one wisdom, one action, one emotional intelligence to deploy. Let it locate them. Whether it's via a podcast, whether it's a book, whether it's whatever it is. Whatever it is, Father, let them locate it this week in the name of Jesus. I pray for that relationship that is going nowhere. Father, open their eyes to see it's going nowhere. It's going to mess them up and give them the confidence and the fortitude to be able to take their stand and say, I disconnect in the name of Jesus. And the one that is going somewhere, Father, give them, open their eyes to see the things that need to be done to increase the bond. Father, we give you praise because what we desire in the name of Jesus is already encapsulated. The Bible said the kingdom of God is in righteousness, peace, and joy. And I decree over every soul, peace and joy. We never depart from your house in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Reverend Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log into www.hotrenugu.org/mp3. That is www.hotrenugu.org/mp3 to listen and or to download. Truly, the word works.